Sometimes that happens as you go. I'll give you a list of those costs too. I have a detail about that. A monthly maintenance fee of $25, a monthly storage fee of 50 cents a case. And many of these costs, most of these costs are pass-throughs. This is what Wine Direct charges us to have this separate website so that you guys, and then this is where all of the individual stores are, all the individual wines are on a single store. And then there are variable costs related to state tax shipping for the actual shipment of the wines and that sort of thing. Personal website is the same cost as the PBE store. But you would go to a service like Squarespace and probably pay directly to the domain host. It's sort of an intermediate between full-blown customized store with its own payments options, and it's just you, it's nobody else. And the customized individual store, a $2,000 setup fee with 2 hours of design and 3 wines. Additional wines are $50 each. Additional design, $75 an hour. All of that is done by Wine Direct. We just help facilitate it.
A personal website is basically you're creating your site anywhere you want. We would recommend to us to use Squarespace, but there are many, many options. And when someone decides to buy a wine, because you have all your pictures and descriptions and what have you on the website, it looks like the same as the Owners Collective Store. The link uses the Collective Store option.
It goes back to the cart, essentially.
Right. The cart is the one on the Collective Store, but it puts you on it.
So when you hit buy my wine on your personal store, it automatically takes you to the cart in the collective store. Those are sort of the different options. So the first question is, what kind of store do I want online? And these are the different options.
So how many owners have done this? 5, 10, 100?
Between 5 and 10.
10, yeah.
What's the URL for the general store?
Oh, we just started.
Hold on. No, I have to ask.
Oh, don't worry. I didn't see it on
what's
the paper
what?
Anymore. What's the website for the actual store?
I'll Google it.
In addition to the cost of the website maintenance, which again, those are like pass-through costs, there's a cost for using the system that we have set up. With Wine Direct. That's 15% fee on revenues or $1 per bottle. Why do we do that? Because you guys like to give away wine. So we need at least some minimum amount in order to cover the services that we provide. And that includes administration of orders on the store, coordinating the initial store setup, uploading content, tasting notes, all that kind of stuff. Especially in the collective store, I can't let all of y'all have access to the collective store. It'll be a mess, right? So we have to do all of the changes. Every time you have a price change, someone in our office is gonna have to go in and make those changes. We have additional, one of the other services, all the credit card processing, all the fulfillment and management, all those relationships are managed by us. So if there's a return, or if there's a problem, we're the ones who are gonna get on the phone and fix that. Additional services, if you need email blasts, if you want promotional codes, those kinds of things, we'll do on a one-off basis with you.
One thing that you need to, if you're considering using the online store option, one thing that you need to remember, if you go back to that show, the slide of the cost, the one before. On the bottom, the variable costs are taken off of each sale. So if you sell for $10, there's going to be a wholesaler fee, a retail fee, a state shipper fee, the shipping and handling fees. And in the end, there's a net for each shipment. And out of that net, you have to cover your fixed costs. I know it's basic economics and it's basic business sense, but sometimes those costs get high. And if you don't have the volume, then you won't be able to cover the costs. And it ends up being negative. a loss on the store. So if you say you want to register yourself in six different states and you have registration costs of, I don't know, $2,000, and you only sell 10 bottles of wine, then all of a sudden there's negative cost. So I'm just encouraging you to set up the right price to it and sell the wine.
Can there be an advantage if you don't want to sell to anybody but yourself? Can there be an advantage just to build this online store for personal consumption?
No.
No, definitely
it's
not.
So expensive.
So it's not good.
I ordered wine off our online store, and I had it sent to Texas in an effort to get along better with my mother. and I paid $150 for 12 bottles.
For shipping?
Oh, wow.
Well, it
doesn't work.
Yeah.
And there aren't a lot of options. That's the problem. Everyone says, well, why are you using Wine Direct? I'm like, because there aren't a lot of options.
Wine Direct used to be
New Vine Logistics.
Which was, and there was one other name before that. It's changed hands twice.
Hmm?
They do a great service for it. It works really well. They've been out there. It's a good operation. There aren't many options.
And there's another option, Ship Compliant, but they are somehow tied to Wine Direct and don't want to compete with Wine Direct because I try to pit them against each other. They do all of the compliance. They do all of the pick and pack. They've got a warehouse so that if this is the other thing. They move the wine from MHW, or they leave it with MHW. They've got to deal with MHW. And when your order gets processed, they go into the warehouse, they pull it down, they put three different of your wines in a single box and they ship it out. Think about the overhead you would have to find somebody to be able to do that, right?
Yeah,
and so they've got the software, they've got the inventory management, they've got all of those things in place, and they charge for it.
They've also set up the same systems that Duffy described in the last presentation. They have, you know, retailers in the state or the states that they're allowed to have. They have wholesalers, because they have to get the wine to your clients. They have to go through the three-tier system. So they have their friendly wholesaler, they have their friendly retailer.
It appears like it goes from them directly to the consumer, and the idea of it being direct to consumer is it's kind of a misnomer in this case, because you aren't a wine drinker, you're not technically going directly to the consumer in a lot of these cases. In these 22 states, there are some states where you can actually go direct to the consumer, but there are not a lot of them. Again, this is where I think we're going to have to spend some time getting creative about whether we can use winery licenses or other licenses. Up till now, based on volume, it has not made sense for either the vines or any of you individually to go get your own licenses to do these things. Whether it's a federal importer's license or a winery license or other licenses, if you're going to move 300 bottles a year or 1,200 bottles a year, it's probably not worth it.
We can go over the numbers with you on the math of the mathematics and pro formas of the online store if you want. Just send me an email and I'll be happy to get on the phone and talk to you guys about it. I can show you how much you have to sell, how much money you should be looking at to do this with you.
So you can see up here, these are the compliance costs. When we talk about variable costs, these are some of the compliance costs. These are the states that have additional compliance requirements.
Is that per label?
Per label per year.
So if you have three labels, you got three times that.
It's per year.
Per
vintage.
It's annual cost. So that'll get you the right to sell wine in that state for a year. If you change your vintage, you have to do it again. And if you change, maybe that's better, per vintage. And if you have three different kinds of wine, you have to do it three times.
So if I have the Nathan's Malbec 2009, and I'm selling it over a three-year period, I pay three times?
In the states that it's annual, for Connecticut, it's a three-year license. So my guess is that they would allow for vintage changes. I don't know that specifically off the top of my head.
Going back to shipping just for 1 second. So if you are shipping to one of the states that are listed on this, Texas, I didn't see was on there, is it less ridiculous? Or, I mean, is it because $150 a case for shipping is
Yeah, that was because I had it kind of fall off a truck.
Oh, got it, right. So it's not that outrageous, it is decent.
It's not that outrageous, but it's not cheap. But it isn't $150 per box. That's a good point, I'd forgotten about that.
Sorry, I just wanted, because
What I actually did in that case was shipped it from the warehouse to another person and had that person ship it. Yeah, you're right, it has some double costs in that for Texas, so it isn't that bad. Okay, how are we on time?
It's almost 12.
Okay. I'm gonna go around to you. This.
Yeah, it's not that onerous. It's not as expensive.
No, you're, that's a good point. Really, I had forgotten.
It's not that bad. It's, you can't make a good percentage of your sales price from the online store, but you still have to get the volume to cover those fixed costs. You want the $45 for the